I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the Wake Up Call with Dr. Adrian. It's thoughts for Thursday, and have I got some things to put on your mind this morning. Today's question of the day is, do you believe HBCUs receive the same urgency and attention regarding campus safety and other universities? Why or why not? And at 8 o'clock, I've got Dr. Gary O. White coming up for that conversation about the recent shootings at HBCUs. But right now in studio with me, I have Pastor Sabrina McKenzie. She's the founder of Second Chance Justice Reform. And so she is here today to have a conversation about some of the injustices that are going on, just a few of the injustices going on with regards to Devontae Adams. And so good morning, Pastor Sabrina. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much, Dr. Adrian. Yeah. I would be remiss if I did not mention the love from FAMU sitting
Absolutely.
Across
the room. Yes.
He is representing y'all.
Listen, we are a cult and we don't apologize for it, but we got Morris Brown in the house. We got Savannah State in the house. We are all things HBCU this morning.
HBCU, Black love.
Yeah. And so as we have these conversations about social justice, you know, one of the things that we said before we came on is that things just ain't just. They still are not just. And it is incumbent upon us to continue to have these conversations that a lot of times people may not be aware of. So first, tell the listeners who you are and how did you come about founding the Second Chance Justice Reform?
So I'm Pastor Sabrina McKenzie. I am a women's rights activist, a social justice scholar, the author of 12 books. I also founded and co-authored the Equal Rights Amendment Bill at the Georgia House of Representatives.
Wow.
I co-authored the prayer in school legislation at the Georgia House of Representatives, and I advocated on behalf of Marcy's Law, a victim's rights bill. So I am an advocate at heart for the marginalized. As it relates to the social justice reform, I got involved with that because I bought some property in Michigan, and initially I'm a chaplain by trade. I was going to do a hospice house for those that were, you know, in need. And as soon as I got to the city and I'm talking to the leaders, I'm asking them, what are the needs of the city? They said, listen, we got these brothers that are coming out of prison and they have absolutely nowhere to go. They are homeless and they need a second chance. And they said, would you be interested in using your properties to house, you know, these brothers? And I said, say less. So we opened up the housing for returning citizens. And as soon as they got into the house, I realized they would send them to the house. They had no food. They would send them to the house. They had no bridge card. They had no phones. They had no communication. They had no health care. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, God, we need wraparound services. We need mental health.
Absolutely.
We need training. If they don't, the rates of recidivism is going to increase.
Absolutely.
So you can't just throw a brother in the house and say, you know, we stripped you for 9 years. We stripped you for 20 years. Now welcome back into society without providing these services. And so that's what we did. We partnered with several organizations that are friendly for returning citizens. And then we began to help those, because many of them, I have at least five brothers that were unjustly incarcerated and literally let out of prison all of the time, 29 years taken from their life. You give them a little money and you say, start again.
Right.
So instead of waiting for the back end for that to happen, we wanted to be proactive and change the justice system.
Yeah, yeah.
With reform.
Yesterday, my conversation with Dr. Christopher Bass, who is a psychologist and a professor at Clark Atlanta University, was about the state of blacks in America. And so black people are disproportionately represented in the U.S. prison system, as we know, with significantly higher rates of incarceration in comparison to other racial groups, primarily due to systemic racism that manifests in police practices, sentencing disparities, and a history of racial bias throughout the criminal justice system, leading to a phenomenon often referred to as mass incarceration that heavily impacts black communities despite making up a smaller percentage of the overall population. And so this morning you are here on behalf of Devontae Adams. And so for the listeners, tell them who this young man is and how it is that you came to be involved with him.
So Devontae Adams is a young man who lives in Cobb County, Georgia. And he one night was at a party with his friend. They were there all night. The friend was doing different types of drugs. He had, I think the toxicology report had five different drugs in his system. Devontae had no drugs. He had no alcohol, but he was the designated driver to get his friend home.
Okay.
While they were driving, they left very, very late, almost early in the morning. And Devontae fell asleep at the wheel. When he fell asleep at the wheel, his foot accelerated the car. In 2 seconds, the car went up to 97 miles and fell off of the cliff into a wall.
Wow.
Immediate impact. The friend died, and Devontae was left with scars and broken bones that he still exists on today. When it happened, according to Georgia's law, anything that is not intentional, anything that is not with alcohol or drugs is considered an accidental death. An accidental death is considered a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Devontae went to court, we already know the good old justice system that don't work in our favor.
The good old injustice
system. The good old injustice system.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did is, now, they never showed Devontae and his mother discovery. They never went over Devontae's options. His attorney did a plea deal with the prosecutor and the DA. They came up with 18 months. Now, the first injustice is the fact that they abated the law by making an accidental death a criminal offense.
Mm.
So they charged him with vehicular homicide, which then changes the length of the time that he would stay in jail regardless. When they changed that, they said, we'll give you 18 months. And his attorney said, and I quote, you will not spend a day in jail over 18 months, because they both accepted the plea deal.
Right.
Well, they take the plea deal before Judge Angela Brown in Cobb County. And Angela Brown, after the victim's impact report, says, listen, I'm not going with this plea deal. I'm going to sentence you to 15 years, which is the maximum. Now, listen, I don't know about you, Dr. Adrian, but I've been in the criminal justice system on both sides. My sister was murdered at the hands of domestic violence.
Mm.
Her child was murdered the same time in front of her kids. Previously, he murdered somebody else. This man got 20 years and he's walking out today.
Wow.
You're going to give an accidental death. You're going to disregard your own law.
Right.
And give him a bias because he's black, I said it, and give him the max 15 years. This man was formerly a juvenile delinquent, served time for gang challenges, came out, changed his life, opened up a nonprofit, started training people at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, had over several hundred youth that he's been training, teaching, and educating to transform their lives and trying to help his friend get home. And knowing it's an accidental death, you give him 15 years. I can't sit by and let you do that, Miss Angela Brown.
And so when did this take place? When did this incident happen?
This was about 10 months ago.
About 10 months ago. So he's been incarcerated the entire time?
He's been incarcerated the entire time. In fact, right now we have a habeas corpus that's going to take place on tomorrow because we filed an appeal. And so he is about 3 hours outside of Atlanta and will be there in the morning for court.
And there is another incident that is very similar to this, but that involves somebody who is not Black. And the sentencing is, it was totally different, but a similar situation.
So there was a disparity in sentencing. Once again, as you mentioned the numbers earlier, here we have a case, a man named Adams, who's a Caucasian brother. And this brother happened to be drinking. He happened to be leaving a nightclub, drinking, drunk. They found alcohol bottles and beer in his car. There was a African-American doctor, 26-year-old Black man, walking across the street. And this drunk driver hits him. Do you know they gave him a year in prison? 1 year. Now, we're talking about drunk.
And this
we're talking
is all
about
in
intentional.
Cobb County.
This is all in Cobb County.
This is all in Cobb County.
What's the difference? One is Black,
and
one is white.
And so those are the conversations that make people uncomfortable. But here on the Wake Up Call, we're going to illuminate the injustices inside of our unjust legal system, because individuals like this young man need help.
Devontae
they
Adams
need our support.
Help.
And so when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. If you have questions or you want to support, you want to just talk to Pastor Sabrina McKenzie, you can give us a call at 404-726-1380. It's the Wake Up Call with Dr. Adrian. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the Wake Up Call with Dr. Adrian. Wake up, wake up, wake up. We're trying to make sure that everybody gets woke around here. I've got Pastor Sabrina McKenzie, a phenomenal sister. She's a bad girl. She's the founder of Second Chance Justice Reform. And so she is here having a discussion about this young man, Devontae Adams. And one of the things that she just talked about is Devontae Adams is a Black gentleman who has been incarcerated. I want her to tell the story so I don't mess it up. But she was talking about a gentleman whose name also happens to be Adams, who is white, with a very similar situation. And so I just want you to remind the listeners who may have just tuned in about the difference in those two cases in Cobb County right here in Atlanta.
Very similar case. We have Kevin Adams, who's a Caucasian man, who admittedly, and in his reports, had alcohol in his system, and they also found alcohol in his car and beer cans also in the car. He hit someone. He hit a Black young man, 26-year-old doctor, and they only sentenced him to 1 year. Gave him vehicular homicide, and they gave him 1 year in his sentencing. Here you have Devontae Adams. He was driving a friend home. His friend had all types of drugs in his system. Devontae had no drugs, no alcohol, stayed there all night to help his friend. Driving, fell asleep at the wheel. His friend passed away. Devontae was injured horribly, all types of broken bones. They charged him criminally for accidental death. That's the first mistake. When they charged him criminally, the judge, Angela Brown, sentenced him to 15 years. Kevin Adams, 1 year. Devontae Adams, 15 years.
Yeah.
You have Kevin Adams, drunk. Devontae Adams, sober. Mm-hmm.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Kevin Adams, white, Devontae Adams, y'all black. Finish it for me.
Black. And so, you know, it makes people uncomfortable to have these conversations. But what we know is that the legal system has been unjust for black people from the very beginning. And so even if you think about the prison system and the connection to slavery, because the listeners know I'm going to always provide you with a historical context. And so the modern day prison labor descends from the enslavement of black people. And yes. So the development of chain gangs and structural framework, you know, to do this, the work of public works by criminals or convicted individuals is nothing more than modern day slavery, because I've already given the statistics about the disproportionate incarceration of mass incarceration of black people to other people. We've got callers on the line. We've got Rick Johnson, CEO of Justice for All. Rick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's funny that this conversation is taking place this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I founded, I'm president, CEO, and founder of Justice for All, reentering under the Constitution of Public Policy Incorporated to deal with the criminal justice system, the unfairness, the unfair sentencing guideline, and this young man, Mr. Adams, in Cobb County, has been given unfair sentencing guideline.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The best use to deal with the criminal justice system to young people, particularly blacks, is no first use.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the liberty to do what they do and get away with it.
Case
in point. Many years ago, a young lady, I was at Gwinnett County Court being getting ready to be sentenced. A young lady in front of me that happened to be white, she stole $150,000. And they worked out a deal, gave her probation. Not only that, her attorney asked for her to be sentenced after she go on her Bahama trip.
Wow.
They gave her probation. Okay? We have to, our community must be made to understand this. I represented a young, and I'm not an attorney, and the worst, I can give you a whole spiel, and I prefer you guys to look at my website. The web address is Constitution, one word, of publicpolicy.com. It explains what we do in length. There was a young man from Atlanta, a contract worker with the Dallas, Oregon. He was had a relationship, sexual relationship with a young white woman. A young white woman accused him of rape. We didn't believe that he raped her. He went through the process. He was facing 25 years to life. His father paid the attorney over $50,000 to give his son jail time. We got involved. We got his son back home with no preconditions. We did not contract with the state. The terminology that people have to understand, when you go into the criminal justice system, I don't care if it's for a traffic violation, you have to participate. They want you to participate. You don't have to participate. Contracts are probation. Contracts is giving up your rights. You don't have to do that. We, particularly in the southeast of the United States, been conditioned. through legal channels that if you go to trial, you're going to piss the judge off and the judge is going to give you more time.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go to trial.
We need to go to trial. Say that again. Say that again.
We need to go to trial. Because when you go to trial, you cause an estate to spend money on certain time cases not even worth on the docket. This young man, from what you all explaining to me, particularly in Cobb County, there's no justice for black people in Cobb County, Douglas County, Gwinnett County. Those counties are specifically, when black defenders come up in those counties, they automatically are guilty. They automatically take a plea. Even with a paid attorney, happen to be black. They don't go in there to beat those cases. They go in there to plea those cases out.
Right.
And go to the next one.
Right. Well, I appreciate you for calling in. And if you want to hold on, we want to get your information. So my producer, Chris, will get your information and make sure that we can connect you with Pastor Sabrina. Appreciate the work that you continue to do out here, because what we know is that a black person is five times more likely to be stopped without just cause than a white person. A black man is twice as likely to be stopped without just cause than a black woman. And 65% of black adults have felt targeted because of their race. Similarly, approximately 35% of Latino and Asian adults have felt targeted because of their race. It's the Wake Up Call with Dr. Adrian. I've got Pastor Sabrina McKenzie here with me. We're talking Free Devontae. She is the founder of the Second Chance Justice Reform. We're going to extend this conversation a little bit before Dr. Gary L. White comes on and we talk about the tragedy on campus, the crisis at HBCUs. If you want to get in on this conversation, give us a call at 404-726-1380. It's Thoughts for Thursday. And it's the Wake Up Call with Dr. Adrian. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the Wake Up Call with Dr. Adrian. Listen, it's not even 8 o'clock, but I hope you've had your daily dose of caffeine, because I certainly have in here. And this conversation has lit me on fire because, so my undergraduate major, I have a double major in criminal justice and political science. And I went to law school. And first day, first class said, this is not where I'm supposed to be. But from the time I was 8 years old, that was my father's dream for me.
Wow.
And yeah. He said, you like to argue so much, you need to be an attorney. And I'm a daddy's girl. So that thing stuck with me. And that was my trajectory. But when I got there and I sat in that room, there was no passion and fire in me for that. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of just going through the motions for that first year and ended up getting pregnant with baby number one, and who was the first born grandchild on both sides. And I was very sick. And the doctor said, she needs to leave school alone and go home and get into bed, or she's going to lose that baby. And so, of course, everybody was like, oh, my God, just go home. You can always go back to school. And so I did. And so while I was there, and this is before the internet and all the tools that we have now, I had to actually go to the library to research, to figure out what's my next move, because I'm not going back to law school.
Wow.
That's not where I'm supposed to be. And I found a master's in mental health counseling at Fort Valley State College. I had that baby in July. I had enrolled, taken out student loans for the first time, because I didn't think my father would help me because I was leaving law school.
Yeah.
The ex-husband came in from class one day because he was in law school. I handed him the baby and the bottle, and I said, I'm headed to class. And he was like, headed to class? I didn't have a conversation with anybody. I just knew my path needed to be different. So I went to this class. It was a cross-cultural counseling class. I will never forget it, with Dr. Constance Palms. And very first class, first day, I said, this is where I'm supposed to be. But my background in political science and criminal justice have always been a part of my fight.
Your work.
Yeah,
yes,
it's always been a part of my work. And so I think that you take the pieces that are you and you turn it into your purpose and your passion. And it all comes together full circle when it's supposed to.
Yes.
We just have to be open to God's plan for our lives. And so this work, how did you get into this?
you kind of took the words out of my mouth. I want to start with the scripture. Many are the plans of man, but God's ways shall prevail.
That's it.
Man, we have plans. Like yourself, I thought I was going to be an attorney.
Yeah.
My mother told me, you like to talk. You are so good at it. Somebody's going to punch you in your mouth. You're going to turn around and sue them. You're going to win. And so I grew up thinking when I went to Morris Brown, I made straight A's in all my law classes. So I knew that the legal field was my journey.
Yeah.
My last year of college, my sister was murdered by her husband. Mm. She was stabbed 12 times while she was pregnant. And I had already received a call from God at 12. I told God, I'm going to follow you and become who you want me to be at 50. Because to me, that was ancient then.
Right. Oh, my God.
I said at 50 because in my mind, I'm thinking I'm outsmarting God. It's over for me at that point.
Right,
so
right,
I'm
going
to do what you're telling me to do. But right now, I'm going to do things my way. And when I got that call that Debbie had died, I fell out College Park, Camp Creek Parkway, fell on the floor crying and screaming and gave my life back to God.
Yeah.
I made a vow to God that day to serve the marginalized.
Mm.
And whatever that meant,
right,
I would do it.
Right.
So that day I received my call, went into the ministry, and then went through theology, graduated from seminary, went to the doctorate program, and the rest is history. So this is the call and the will of God for my life.
For your life, yeah. You know, it's so interesting because I can remember about 30 years ago, someone saying to me, you know, you're supposed to be in a pulpit. And I said, listen, not me. I said, I like tequila, trap music, and tattoos too much. That is not my calling. But the ministry is in you. And so wherever it is that you're supposed to serve, it doesn't have to be in a church house. Because what we know is that there's a lot of church hurt out there that exists.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. But, and so people walk, they're walking away from the buildings and they are looking for something else.
Right.
And I think that a part of that something else has to be us coming together in community to figure out, how do we help heal situations like this? How do we illuminate? Because Devontae isn't the only one.
Right.
This is not the only young man. And so 84% of black adults say white people are treated better than black people by police. 63% of white adults agree. Based on a 2019 research on police relations, 87% of black adults say the U.S. criminal justice system is more unjust towards black people.
Yes.
61% of white adults agree. Despite the fact that more white people have been killed by police, black and Hispanic people are disproportionately impacted. While white people make up a little over 60% of the population, they only make up 41% of fatal police shootings. Black people make up 13.4% of the population, but make up 22% of fatal police shootings. This does not take into consideration other forms of police brutality. So what we know is that our legal system is unjust.
It's
and
broken.
It has been for a very, since the beginning of time.
Yes.
This, you know, if
it
you
started that way.
Listen, if you go back and you just look at a timeline of African-American history in the United States, you see all of the injustices. So this is nothing new.
Right.
The question becomes, how do we turn this thing around?
Listen. You mentioned the injustices from a historical standpoint. So we have the Middle Passage. We have slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they eradicated that, then you have the Jim Crow laws. When they eradicated that, now you have the segregation. When they eradicated that, now you have the Constitution using the laws against us when they eradicated that. Now you have the racial profiling. So it just goes on and on. Our black men have one condition, driving while black, walking while black, sitting while black, being in school while black. You know, you just got a problem being black.
Yeah, yeah.
And you mentioned something so profound. What is the church's responsibility
Absolutely.
In this?
Absolutely.
It's not the church's responsibility is not a building fund.
Yeah.
Okay. The church's responsibility is not another program inside the church for dancing and singing.
Right.
The goal, the fundamental need of the church means to meet the needs of the people.
Right.
So if the church is not meeting the needs of the people, then the church should be shut down.
Yeah.
I want to say this thing that Dr. Martin Luther King said, so profound. If the church does not recapture its prophetic zeal or sacrificial spirit of the early church, it will lose its authenticity, forfeit the loyalty of millions, and be dismissed as an irrelevant social club.
Yeah.
Today, Dr. Words are coming to pass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the church, I see more of the church in the blog than the church in the street.
Yeah.
And when I'm working with returning citizens, I can't get one pastor to come on board.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, as a church, we have to do better.
We have to
do
better.
The other thing,
yeah,
as a community, what can we do to turn this around?
Yeah.
Sometimes, Dr. Adrian, we are our worst enemy because just like what was it? Wasn't Jim Crow, but basically it was a template that they used about 500 years ago. And the template said, if you pin black people against each other.
The Willie Lynch letter.
The Willie Lynch letters.
That
my
I am
God.
Always talking about.
Listen.
I'm always talking about the Willie Lynch letter. And let me tell you something. I've got an idea that I'm going to use with the Willie Lynch letter, because every black child needs to be educated about the Willie Lynch. And I put it in my children's hands. The four I gave birth to, my Morehouse, Spelman, Miles, and Carnegie Mellon graduates, they got it when they were in middle school because their mama put it in their hand. I didn't wait on the schoolhouse or a curriculum to do it. Because here's the thing. People want to say, it's not real. It's made up. Well, guess what? Somebody had a great imagination if it was made up, because it talks about the dismantling of the black family, and it's exactly
and it's what we're
what
doing today.
Happened. Absolutely.
It's what we're doing today.
Absolutely. Listen, we thought we were going to have one conversation today, and we didn't listen, but you have to be obedient to what it is that you are being called to do. And so in this moment, you are here. And you are the founder of the Second Chance Justice Reform. You all the way down here from Michigan doing this work with Devante Adams. And so when we come back, want to make sure that we illuminate exactly what's going on and how our listeners can help if they want to get involved.
Absolutely.
It's the Wake Up Call with Dr. Adrian. This is my surprise guest, Pastor Sabrina McKenzie of the Second Chance Justice Reform. It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Got a very special guest in here with me today, Pastor Sabrina McKenzie. She's the founder of Second Chance Justice Reform. She is here on behalf of Devante Adams, a young man who is incarcerated currently in Cobb County. And she's already talked about what is going on with Devante. So real quickly, for our listeners who may have just joined us, Pastor Sabrina, can you tell them about Devante? What's going on with Devante? And then we're going to move this conversation to what you have going on and how can we help?
Okay, awesome. So Devante Adams is a young black man who was trying to help his friend get home from a party. His friend was filled with drugs. Devante, no drugs, no alcohol, was the designated driver, fell asleep at the wheel. Tragedy, his friend died, and he was left wounded. They sentenced him. In Georgia, when you have an accidental death, it is a misdemeanor. Well, they didn't give him a misdemeanor. They made it criminal. When they made it criminal, Judge Angela Brown sentenced him to the highest maximum capacity of 15 years for trying to help your friend. When in Georgia did it become a crime to be tired?
Yeah. We've got a caller on the line before we get back to this conversation. We've got Roy from Texas. Roy, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning, my sisters. I apologize for the injustice, criminal justice system that we're fighting against. And I hope that things can work out, you know, for this young man. And we definitely going to support you and listen. I talk a lot about this system that we under. And really, I have several questions that no one seems to be able to ask. And I want to know, one, what's the purpose of the police? You know, they just are, you know, to me, they just generate revenue, stop people from getting to work instead of, they're not for safety. You
no
know, because, they, I mean, you know, the thing is this, we need a real public safety system. This system that we have now, I'm the one who mentioned about cameras. And unfortunately, they wear cameras now. But I think that this system that we have is from the system that we know from the slave system that is not the right type of system, sister. So we're definitely behind you. Something I want to say, you know, about your situation, but I kind of lost thoughts. But we're definitely behind you. We love you. But until we get it right, We just have to be careful with black men, and we know we're up against, and now we have Trump in office. We know that he's definitely not going to bring justice, you know, to the justice system. So he bringing up his own people. You know, we see who people
got.
So we know what we're up against, but we share, justice shall prevail, sister, and we stay strong. And my brother, who's in, we tell him, we pray for him, we behind him. And just stay strong. He will be out eventually. We love you and have a good day.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, Roy from Texas. And make sure you're tuning in tomorrow, Roy, because the conversation is going to be about these Trump appointees. And I've got Derek Gilliard, who will be here with me. He's the author of The Worst 4 Years of My Life. He actually ran a federal program under several presidents, but under Trump administration. And so in his book, he breaks it down. Just who this individual is. And so he'll be here to talk about these appointees that we are seeing and what the impact is going to look like, in particular in our community. But right now I've got Pastor Sabrina McKenzie here with me. And so you are here from Michigan and you have some things going on with regards to Devante right now. And so talk about what you have coming up today and over the next few weeks, and how is it that we can help and support you?
Awesome. So today we are going to the court. Devante Adams is currently in prison, about 3 hours outside of Atlanta. So we're going to head there for a protest this morning before the courts and speak to the media and shed light. That's one of the things that we have to do as a community, and that's really amplify our voices so that people will know you're not going to just over-sentence and be excessive with your sentencing for our children, and we just walk away like it's okay. We're not going to do that. So we want to make our voices be heard. Three things you can do to help us with Devante Adams. Three things you can do to help us get free. One, Angela Brown is a black judge in Cobb County. But one of the things I realized that everybody that's our color is not our kind. And sometimes, like the Willie Lynch letters, if you let us be enslaved long enough, we'll do a better job at enslaving our people than the slave master.
Absolutely.
And so it's important for us to vote people out and vote for people that represent the marginalized community.
Yes.
You got to do a better job. We have to do a better job at voting. Yeah. So we can call Angela Brown's office and tell her we are aware of this case for Devante Adams, and we want her to judge correctly. We're not even asking you to change the law. We're asking you to abide.
Just follow the law.
Come on.
Follow the law.
Misapplication of the law. Follow the law that you set in place.
That's right.
And make it equitable for all people. The other thing is finance. We are the only community that expects our oppressor to pay for our freedom.
Yeah.
The only community. We have to finance our own community. That means that you have to come front line. If you want to come front line with us for any of the marches, any of the protests, or even the legal fees. Can you imagine the legal fees that it cost his mother to do 3 separate attorneys, 4 different trials? So go to freedevante.org and please help donate for the cause. And the last thing is keep us in your prayers.
Yeah.
We don't want to neglect or negate the real supreme being over the judge, over the attorney, over the doctor, over the lawyer, which is God. And so we solicit today your love, your prayers, and all your support.
You know, it is so disheartening. I don't have this expectation that because your skin looks like mine, that you think like me, that you're going to be compassionate for our kind. But I think that when I think about whoever this judge is, and I wonder, does she have a son?
I was going to say, she got a son.
Because one out of every 3 black boys born today can expect to be sentenced to prison. And see, I got three black boys. And so when I think about that statistic, it's very frightening.
Alarming.
It's very frightening. And so as a mother.
As a black mother.
As a black mother with a black son, I don't even
understand. In Cobb County.
I don't even understand how she sleeps at night, because what was the purpose for your action? Because that would be my question to her. If the rules are in place, the sentencing guidelines are already there, Why did you feel the need to do something outside of that? Was it an election year?
Of even the DA who was against Devontae, she went above, excessively above what the DA said.
What the DA recommended. And the DA's
and
recommendation,
the DA recommendation was 18 months.
18 months, which is what the sentencing guideline calls for.
For a criminal, yeah.
And this judge decided to go over that.
Over that. But for Kevin Adams, the good old white boy, that was drunk.
She was the same judge.
She wasn't the same judge, okay. But they only gave him a year.
They gave him a year.
They gave him a year. He was drunk and he killed a doctor.
A black doctor.
A black doctor.
Right, right.
But it's okay. A black doctor does not equate to a white soul.
And, you know, here's the thing. I cannot remember hearing about this case. And so one of the things that we also have to remember is that we have an obligation to illuminate the cases that impact our people.
That's right.
Because if you're looking for Fox News to do it, you can forget it. It's not going to happen. They're not interested because they are part of the oppression process.
The systemic institutionalized.
Absolutely.
Slavery.
And so, yeah. You know, y'all, we can pretend if we want to that we have somehow arrived, but we have not, and we have so far to go. And so if you are listening, it doesn't make a difference if you're in Georgia or not, because Pastor Sabrina has already given you the website where you can go. You can donate to this young man's defense fund, because I can only imagine how his mother feels fighting for her child.
Hopeless.
Who was out here doing good, establishing a nonprofit organization to help other people be better. And he wasn't even drinking or having drugs in his system. That baby fell asleep. He was tired. And so, unfortunately, his friend passed away. And he has to carry that for
burden.
The rest of his life.
Come on.
And so in addition to that, now you've got a black judge who has gone outside of the sentencing guidelines. And instead of giving the recommended 18 months from the DA, has given this baby 15 years. Y'all, this has got to stop. And so you all will be going down. And you'll have to find the town and when we come back so that we can make sure that if there are individuals who are in that area and they want to come out and be a part of this protest today. When we come back, we're going to talk to Pastor Sabrina McKenzie one more time before we switch gears and go into this conversation about the HBCU shootings. It's the Wake Up Call with Dr. Adrian. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the Wake Up Call with Dr. Adrian. It's Thoughts for Thursday. My guest is Pastor Sabrina McKenzie, the founder of Second Chance Justice Reform. And when we went to break, Pastor Sabrina and I were having a conversation about the things that she has going on. And one of the things that I ask you to do is to find out the name of where you all will be this afternoon so that individuals who are in that community can come out and support.
So we're going to be at the Liberty County Justice Center. That's in Hinesville, Georgia. Liberty County Justice Center. That's on 201 Main Street. Meet us in front of the courthouse. We'll be there by noon today. And again, we're going to make sure that the judge hears our voice so that when they have the habeas corpus on tomorrow, he can know that Devontae Adams has support. We're not going to roll over. We're not going to lie down. We're going to travel every city that you put him in, but you're going to let him go free. That's the goal. We need to let him go free. If you can allow drunk drivers to go free.
Absolutely.
And you abide by the law by white folk, you should abide by the law by our children as well.
So in terms of this young man being released, what needs to happen?
So when he goes before the habeas corpus hearing, the judge has to reopen the case. He has to look at the law and say, this was excessive by Judge Angela Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to open the case. Once it opens, it comes back to Atlanta, back to Cobb County, and then we can have a fair trial. So instead of them giving him a plea deal, which we are not going to take, we're going to go to trial, because any jury that looks at the facts and the evidence of the case is going to let Devontae Adams go free.
So if you were to go back, though, is it a possibility that being under, because hopefully it wouldn't be the same judge.
And that is a possibility. But the difference is that she has, by law, she has to give him the opportunity to either have a court trial. because we would be going back to the beginning. So we are asking for a court trial. We're not going to ask Angela to be emotional again about our baby's life. So we're not putting our faith in her again.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to ask for a jury trial, regardless of whoever it is. It doesn't matter.
Because I just wonder, you know, if she has had an opportunity to reflect on her decision. And, you know, because he's already been incarcerated for 10 months.
Yes.
And so this baby should be getting ready to get out.
Can I be honest and tell you a secret? Now, I'm telling y'all all the secret. I called the NAACP and I was told that Angela Brown is a NAACP member of the Cobb chapter. Mm. She's also, you know, a member of the church. And so a lot of the organizations that would typically fight for our young people, you know, that's another thing about Georgia politics. Sometimes we embed with the wrong people.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you could be sleeping with the enemy.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you, I thank God that I don't have any affiliates or allegiance to anything other than God.
Because when
you are standing on the wrong side of justice,
ooh, what you say,
you fighting against me, and
that's
you fighting
exactly
against
right.
God's people. So I don't care if you with the ABCDEFG NAACP SELC,
it
does not matter. If you are standing on the wrong side of justice, then you are an enemy of mine.
And you know, when it comes to, a lot of times people will ask me, especially when they're on the couch, if this is right, if this is wrong. And I said, well, I judge right and wrong based on what I can be held criminally responsible for. Mm. And so when you talk about a criminal justice system that has sentencing guidelines where a judge has gone outside the sentencing guidelines, somebody should be holding her accountable. Somebody should be asking her, well, why did you do this? What was the purpose of your
decision?
Angela Brown,
if you're listening.
Everybody should be accountable to somebody.
From the attorney who did not allow this to be a misdemeanor and charged it as a homicide.
Absolutely.
To the judge who made it excessive. How you having
sentencing.
A black son? Maybe she was on her cycle. I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but get it together. But, and if you can't get it together, vote them out.
Yeah. And I don't know how it is that she sleeps at night. And I know I've got some friends who've been on the bench in Cobb County, black females, and so I'll be making some calls today to say, hey, a couple of my sorority sisters, I want to know what's up with this Judge Angela Brown, y'all. What is happening with her? And there's an entire organization here for black female judges. You need to get in contact with them and have a conversation with them, because, again, y'all, right is right. Just is just. And so this is not about, we're not even trying to slam this other black female. That's not what it's about. What we're doing is we're trying to help a black mother fight for her black son.
Shed light. I mean, the law is the law.
Yeah.
We're not operating outside of the law.
Absolutely.
If you say it's a misdemeanor for accidental death and it's been proven accidental, how do you become excessively?
How do you do it?
Right.
Yeah.
The law, let the law be equitable.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Where if you're a judge, one of the things you should be is equitable and fair.
And fair.
In the entire court system. And we're asking, if you're going to bring our babies to the court system, you're going to have to treat us like everybody else.
Right.
Otherwise, we got problems.
We got problems. Well, tell our listeners a little bit more about your organization, what you have going on, and how they can help support financially your organization.
So the Second Chance Justice Reform is an entire organization that helps with housing. We started with housing. So by 2026, we will have 100 houses for at least minimum 5 returning citizens back into society. Not only are we providing housing, but we're helping them acclimate and start their businesses. So already in North Carolina and in Virginia, we have over 200 inmates that have already started nonprofits and helped them increase their credit score inside the jail. When they come out, they do a 12-week program where we help them understand the housing market, understand how to buy, because because do you know when they come out of prison, they can't get an apartment.
Right.
They can't get a house. They can't most times get a job because of felony on their record. So we're providing wraparound services like mental health. We're providing the food, helping them to get the bridge card, helping them to get Medicaid, teaching them social and soft skills. If you do get a job, how do you respond to this being on your record?
Right.
There are so many areas of need. And so we've partnered with at least 25 organizations that help with these wraparound services, taking them from point A to point B, literally, geographically, but also spiritually and physically.
Yeah.
If you want to help us, please find me at apostle@idccoordinator.com. I'll give you one even easier. info@freedevante.org. You can use that email to reach me and to help with us and to see our website and all the work that we're doing. We can't do it by ourselves, so we definitely solicit your support.
And we'll make sure that we provide some of that information on the WAOK website as well. We've got Yessie on the line from Atlanta. Yessie, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, good morning.
Grand Rising. I'm very disturbed by some of the things I'm hearing repeatedly concerning judges, and especially our female judges.
Yes.
Because I literally went through with a female judge years ago, black female judge, some atrocious injustice, you know, in reference to just what the law said was going on and what the judge actually sentenced concerning what was going on.
Yeah.
But I would like to go and evaluate us being judges and us being in a system that is still. When you started off talking about the police organization was set up to deal with slaves, black people. White people have not let go of organized control over black people and Negroes. Negroes sell out Negroes daily.
Yeah.
We cannot depend on our leadership because if they get over $75,000, they will give you every black child in their neighborhood on a silver platter. And that's a reality for us looking for upward mobility in someone else's corporation. And that corporation given an imbalance of power to our people by attacking our men and allowing our women to have positions against our men. Not that I'm saying we're not equal, but they're imbalancing the regular format of community by disregarding black men completely.
Absolutely.
And at least allowing black women to have a presence.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what say you?
I appreciate you, Yessie, for your comment. And Pastor Sabrina McKenzie, you're not going to be able to get rid of me.
I don't even care how hard you try.
Let me tell you something. What I know for sure is that God calls us all to do his work.
Yes.
Whatever that looks like. And it changes from season to season. And so in this season, for Devante Adams, we've got work to do. I appreciate you for taking the time to come here and to be here to share his story. And we're going to do everything that we can to help to support you and to help to
support him.
So I appreciate you so much. To the listeners out there, if you want to support, we will have the information.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, No problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.